Hey, everybody. Welcome to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Becky.
And Jenny. Hello, Jenny.
Hey, Becky.
And Leah. Hi, Leah.
Hi, Becky.
It's Wednesday night, and this is what's happening, right? I don't know. I was going for something.
It's been a week. Apparently, I freaked out all my kids because we have tornado watches.
I'm my group chat currently with you guys is at like 24 notifications, and I haven't looked at them because I saw one thing come across weather, and I was like, I'm not sure I need Jenny's level of crazy today on weather.
There's a lot of weather.
I was low on it though. I only posted like one. Picture.
Sure, she was like not Jenny thighed when it came to the weather.
I don't freak out about weather. I don't know. Michael does, but I don't either.
Responsible for a lot of humans.
Yeah.
And I need them to move quickly.
I didn't think we were under any risk of potential flooding here, but Michael did inform me earlier that we are major flooding.
Yeah, he did. Major.
You know, there's always that.
I'm witness to that comment.
But we are not a weather podcast. We are a romance book podcast. So we will now talk about romance books. This is our Wednesday night format episode where we discuss and review a book that we all have read. And this week, our title that we selected, this is kind of Amanda led this month a little bit.
Yeah, I was very interested in doing a rock star month. So
yeah, which I love.
I'm here for it.
Yeah.
See, Jenny loves rock stars, but Leah doesn't really care for rock stars. Heather doesn't love rock stars.
I'm picky about my rock star books.
Okay.
See, so I figured out why I really like rock stars. It's because like he calls it the animal, the audience.
Yes.
That was my thing in like high school and college was going to concerts. And yeah, it's just a different feel.
Yeah. I also think, okay, so I like a billionaire romance, but right now with everything going on in the world, billionaire romances just aren't necessarily hitting as you would hope, right? I mean, some are, because I like to believe that all of our billionaires are ethical billionaires.
Right.
Our romance.
It's fiction and it's what we want it to be.
Right.
So yeah.
But I feel like rock stars and sports stars are kind of the acceptable, wealthy heroine.
Yeah.
So this month, Rockstar, we went with, I think, a classic rock star romance. If you look on people's lists of best rock star romance, this author is often in the list. So
yeah.
For this episode, we are reviewing Idol by Kristen Callahan. This is book one in the VIP series. This is not my favorite book in this series, though. I do have one, but we'll talk about that at the end. Jenny's like, what are you talking about? This is the best one. Who wants to tell us all the things?
I can.
Oh, Amanda, go ahead.
Amanda's gonna do it. Okay.
Release date is June 7th, 2016. Tropes are rock star, frenemies to lovers, close proximity, slow burn, famous norm, meet disaster, and I would also say neighbors.
Yeah.
This series is the VIP series. It's the first book. This is interconnected standalones. It's dual first person. Put out percentage was 52%. The audio narrators, if you did the audiobook, were Lynn Barrington and Jeremy York. And this book is available everywhere on ebook and on audio. It is also Hoopla included with Audible membership.
Yeah, the audio was included with your Audible membership. I did the audio. I really liked it. I like Jeremy York. He has a really great voice for rock stars. I think he also does a couple of Hollywood Norm romances that I've read. I didn't dig. That was just not happening this week. So the audio is exceptional. It's in dual narration, which I hate duet, so that's great. You know, we keep seeing people being like, oh, why would you even bother? Just duet. I hate duet narration.
I don't think I've listened to a book in duet narration yet.
It jars me every time the random voice comes. Like, I'm in the female's POV and there's some random dude voice. I got no
Well,
time
it's
for that.
not random, but
It's not random.
It feels random, Jenny.
I think if I was expecting it, it wouldn't bug me. Like if I knew it was coming, but I think if it was like a surprise duet, then I don't think I would like that. But you like Reel, and that's like a cast.
I don't do the reel. The reel
No,
audio.
Reel.
Like the book Reel by Kennedy Ryan.
Yeah,
Reel.
but that was
And that's a
different. That was an
cast.
audio production.
It's not really different, though.
It is different. I don't even mind. I'm trying to think of which one we read recently where it was really done in single POV, but his voice is narrated by a dude. Like
You
that
mean
one
her
didn't bother
voice?
me. No, like. It was the whole book is single POV, but there's two audiobook narrators. Whenever he speaks,
Oh.
he is do that
That
didn't
is
bug me.
essentially duet, though.
Essentially, but not the same.
Oh my gosh.
You're
So the answer is it just
disagree,
depends.
but okay. Becky is picky, and that is fine.
Yes, the Amy
Splitting
Dawes book was
hairs.
duet, you know, because it was
But
soft.
that's,
I
yeah,
mean,
but that
that's an
book was
issue with
not,
the book, not the
that's the book
narration.
problem. That is not the narration. Like, that
If
was
the
a
book
bad book.
sucks, like it's kind of hard to like redeem it.
Right.
I'm looking up this narrator to see if I've heard him in anything.
Okay, will you tell us that? So we're definitely in for the month of April, our rock star era. So in this book, our rock star hero is Killian James. And our heroine is Liberty Bell, which is a terrible name.
It
I know, I
is,
felt so
right?
bad.
Like, who does that to their child?
Assholes. Assholes do that to their
At least they
children.
shorten it and call her Libby for the majority of the book,
Right.
so
This
you're
is
not really
true.
getting the full
Although,
on slot there.
yeah, this is the second week that the hero has had one of my children's names, though.
Oh.
Oh.
That is true.
Oh, yeah.
You're welcome. Yeah, but
Yeah.
this is so much more an improvement over last week's
Oh,
book,
yes.
so
Yeah.
there's that. And so
So I have
let's.
heard him, the narrator, sorry.
Okay. What
I do
have we
like
heard him
his
in?
voice.
What have we heard him in?
He does a Lonnie Lynn Bale series.
Okay. Okay. So this relation, I don't think I put it in the tropes. This is kind of an instant connection with a slow burn. They dance around each other for a long, I felt like a long time.
But the chemistry is
Yeah.
there, so the slow burn doesn't, it doesn't feel like a slow burn, but it like it's that 52%, but it's like stuff happens before that, but it's like from the get-go when they meet and he crashes his motorcycle into her yard, like the chemistry is there from like the moment like they see each other. It's not a great meeting by any means, but
Yeah.
But they do both do have the shared interest and passion for music, which I think. So, did this connection bother you at all, Jenny? Did it feel.
I don't think so, because like you guys were saying, like it's a long time. We don't see like 2 months before she realizes like who he is, which I think it's very comical that she is like this huge music person, but she doesn't know who like what the musicians look like. Oh,
Yeah.
wait,
Well,
that is you.
but if you're like, as you read the book, she's more into like the older, like she listens to new stuff, but she really like her heart is in like the older musics. So, I mean, honestly, like for me, like I listen to stuff, but I couldn't tell you who anybody is.
But this
Like,
is also 10 years old. So if we look at the world,
right.
2015, 2016, Instagram's fairly on the newer side. There isn't stuff like TikTok. I mean, YouTube's
Right.
been around, but I
We
some
had the Napster.
we had Napster in MySpace. I would have like I had a moment, I was watching a TikTok and a girl was doing a duet and she was doing a Red Hot Chili Pepper song. Like, I knew it was Red Hot. And then the camera flashes over and she is singing to Flea, like to the guy from, right? That's his name, right? From Red Hot Chili
Yeah, Lee's
Peppers.
the
Yeah.
bassist.
Like,
Yeah.
she's singing to him. He's standing right there with his dog. I wouldn't know what he looked like. Also, he looked very old, and that was unfortunate too.
He is.
See, I would know what he looked like, but I followed them. So it's like one of those things where it's like, if you follow the band religiously, like back in those times,
yeah,
like you knew who they were, you knew what they looked like. Like,
well, and she does say
that you didn't focus on, you could have, like, they could have stood right in front of you and not have a clue.
Yeah, that was part of their brand, is like they didn't put their faces on their album. Yeah, so she likely had their album, but didn't know.
Well, and that was something that was like very popular for a long time. It's like you figure like Nirvana's like albums, like they rarely had their faces on it.
But
it took me a really long time to realize Dave Grohl was the drummer of Nirvana. So,
like, I know what the guys from Rage Against the Machine looked like in 1994 and 1995. I highly doubt they look that like that now. Do you know what I'm saying?
No.
Yeah.
So, I think celebrity blindness, especially when they're out of context, I think that's really valid.
Right. Yeah, well, they don't look the same as they do on stage, right? No. Right.
Well, that's the thing. Like, when you're on stage, you have that persona, like you have that presence, especially if you, like, oftentimes, like rockers, like they have a stage presence, and it's not the same. Like Scott from Stone Temple Pilots, when he was still alive, if you saw him like off stage, like he did not dress the same way he did like when they were performing.
Yeah.
And so it's like, there's a very different like feel to the person on stage versus off stage.
Yeah, and they address it too, like his hair is longer, like he has like some stubble going, which is like not a normal thing when he performs. So, you know, they kind of address that whole situation too. So, and also too, who thinks, you know, you're gonna walk outside your door and see some rock star like crashed into your fence, you know what I mean? It's like that unbelievability.
Yeah, I just thought it was interesting, though. It was, like, 2 months along before, like, even any hint of, like, dude, what do? Like, you just sitting at the neighbor's house, like, drinking tea? And
yeah, I don't
know. There's some validity in that, though.
I know. I'm just...
I could see it, though.
No, I get it.
So let's talk about Killian, or the hero. We'll just refer to him a hero so Jenny doesn't get...
No, it doesn't bother me.
Creeped out.
She doesn't get bugged by it. She just rolls right with it.
Yeah. I mean, I named my kids after other people, so.
I like that he helps Libby find her voice and build her confidence. Like, I think that his swooniness wasn't like an overtly grand type thing. His was in the small little things.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's like quietly supportive and like urges her to like do more and like with like her capabilities.
And he's so genuinely like just impressed by her. You know, it's like that he's just genuinely like a fan of what she does and just believes in her like in a in a steadfast way. And I found it really like compelling. I liked him a lot.
I liked him a lot. I also like that despite his flaws, you know, he obviously has some problems.
He's
a rock star.
He's really compelling as a hero, as a main character. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes in romance, especially like in a review side and an editorial side, we'll talk about being hooked in.
Yeah.
And this one hooks you in pretty quickly, one with him crashing into the fence, but just it was a quiet hook. Like, it hooks you in. The writing is, I thought, very well done. There are some things that we picked up on that were mistakes through this story, but there's just was something compelling about their connection that really just grabbed hold of you and you could not put this down.
Yeah, and I don't know, was this anybody else's first time? It was mine.
Oh, I didn't even ask. Is this everyone's first Kristen Callahan?
It was my first Kristen Callahan.
Mine too.
No, this was a reread. Yeah.
Well, see, like for me, like Rockstars is not my go-to because I have a lot of issues with the way they're written because there's so much feeding into the stereotype, and that always bugs me because not every rock star is the same. And it's like, but there for a while, I read like three or four, and they were all druggy playboys. And it's like, I get that, like, you like people like go to that stereotype, but not every single one should be like that. So that's why I have a hard time with them.
And I think this one is a really good example of how that can be different because they're well into their career as rock stars. And so they're all kind of already over that scene a little bit. I mean, they're still kind of doing the sleeping around and whatnot, but they've all been through something, with Jax. And so they're all in a different place. And I appreciated that because it's not just about the drugs and the women
The
and
scene,
the scene, yeah. So,
I also felt that. So let's talk about Libby a little bit. I felt like Libby, for her quiet kind of easiness, in this North Carolina island that she lives on, that she's actually pretty dynamic of a female main character.
yeah, I
Love
liked her a
her.
lot.
She's definitely girl crush material.
Absolutely.
Her behavior is, I felt like everything she did with purpose. She could have easily been damsel in distress, right? She could have easily been like, woe is me, my poor life, whatever. But she's not. She's just like quiet and powerful in her own voice. She just lacks the confidence to move forward.
Well, but
What's
I
it?
think part of that is like her upbringing, like her parents like were like killed, like in this the way in which they died was very traumatic for her, and so it's made her more cautious about some of the steps that she takes.
Amanda, what were your thoughts on Miss Libby? Do we love her?
I liked her a lot. And I go back to like my notes because I'll type when when I'm reading just into my email. And I put like she's so sassy. Like I loved how sassy she was. Like she gives Killian no quarter. Like she is right there, giving it back to him just as good as he gives it, when they meet and he crashes and she goes out there and just hoses him down until he gets up. Like I was just like, oh, I like her. I like her a lot. And I had that same feeling throughout the book. And then you feel for her like during her struggles because I'm one of those people who tends to self-isolate. Like I isolate myself. So I felt like that was really relatable, the way that it happened to her, the circumstances in which it happened, and how she was, afraid to put herself back out there. And I just like her character progression, just it worked for me. I liked her a lot.
I have to ask this question, and really, I'm really asking Amanda, but everybody can answer away. What were our thoughts on the pet names? There were a lot of them in this book. They were not like, as I'm reading through, and we got Baby Doll, and then we got Chucky or Annabelle. I was like, how annoyed is Amanda at these pet names?
Well, and there's
Baby
what,
doll is
Ellie
pretty.
Mae and
Oh
Lawn
yeah,
Bum,
Bella
too.
Mae,
Yeah. I thought the Lawn Bum cracks me up. Like I thought that was hilarious. The Ellie Mae was kind of funny, like the nod to the Beverly Hillbillies, which was kind of funny, but I do not like Baby Doll. Like that is so that one was like a little cringe for me. I like Babe, I like Baby, I do not I anything that in like goes that extra mile to infantilize. Like, I don't like baby girl. I don't like baby doll. It's like those two combinations for me. Just, I don't know what it is. But then there was a section where I think where she calls him babe and he says, I've never been anybody's babe. And I kind of like it, like situation. I loved that. Like, that's,
As
but
they
yeah,
were going
I could live
on, I'm
next to
like, oh gosh, Amanda's gonna come on here and give us like 30
that.
minute rant about cringy nicknames. And I'm just like,
Well, but at one point it was like it made it seem like it was a joke, like how many ridiculous names could they come up with, like to call each other?
Well, and I mean, she has a ridiculous name to begin with,
Yeah,
so.
well, this is true. But it's like it was almost like a game for Kristen Callahan. Like,
Yeah.
how many names can I shove into one book? Because, like, from the get-go, like, before he met her, like, they met, but he didn't know her name, so he's calling her Ella Mai
Yeah.
because
Yeah.
she was like this little country bumpkin who was pissed off at him.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I just
So
kind of
that's
like,
like what I thought about
I
it.
just kind of looked past the whole baby doll thing. I just pretended like it was baby and moved on with my life. Because
You're like, I
I
didn't even
really liked everything
acknowledge.
else. So if it's, if it's a really good book and I can mostly look past it.
So I will say one of the things that I think I like Kristen Callahan as an author. I've read her football books. I've read these rock stars. I do think this is one of her earlier books. I think the football books came out first, and then this was her first trad deal book. I do think that some of the dialogue was a little awkward as a reread. Like as I'm going through it, I'm like, some of this is a little awkward, a little painful.
So I is she British?
I don't know anything. She might
Because
be.
all of the guys are like kind of like at least part British or part something else. And so I think there were instances for me where, it made sense. Some of the things that they said, and then but then some of the things the girls say, I'm like, oh, that sounds, like more of a Britishism than an Americanism kind of thing. So I just wondered. I didn't know.
Well, let's think.
There's nothing in her bio that's comments about
Indicates
where
that.
she lives or anything.
Yeah. So I wonder if maybe that was like a little bit of like where the dialogue maybe was like a little weird.
It could be. I mean, she could also be Australian too, because like
Possibly.
the book Managed plays a lot in Australia, Commonwealth kind of stuff. So,
She's not British. She's an American author who lives in DC.
Yeah, I
She
mean,
knows a
and
lot of British people.
well,
yeah,
and
because
wait.
I read them. I started this Saturday night. I'm almost done with book four. So.
Wasn't there a little bit of like a British kind of rage 2014 to 2016 a little bit, like,
Probably.
because wasn't
Yeah.
that when we were getting like the Downton Abbeys, the Call of the Midwives coming in too a little bit,
Yeah.
2012, 2013 time frame?
Yeah.
So really, if we look at the age of the book and what was popular during that time, it is possible that it was just the influence of entertainment. It's also possible that the editor, I can't remember who published this book.
Plain Jane is the, oh, I don't know who published it, but it's Plain Jane is the name on the thing because I thought that was interesting. I was like, oh, who's this?
But the publisher, the editor themselves might have been
Oh, maybe.
British or Commonwealth, so
And it
that can
works.
come
I
play
mean, because
into
I think
it.
they're all supposed to be. They all went to like a British boarding school together, and then like Killian's dad is like British, but his mom is, I think, South American, and then they all kind of have like a mixed background. But I didn't get that same, that same feeling from the heroine. So maybe like some of that was just kind of bleeding over.
So one of the things that I love about a rock star book or a Hollywood norm book is kind of that famous guy meets small town girl, and he has to figure out how to not be a famous guy. And I love
Well,
that.
but he
And
also like has to figure out how to keep his famousness like kind of hidden
yeah.
as he's falling for the small town girl.
Well, and are you going to go on and read the rest of these books, Leah, eventually?
Eventually,
I don't
yes.
want to
Like
spoil the
so
second book for you because.
so at the end of this book there's like a excerpt into book two, and I'm really intrigued by that because
That's
it's
Jack's
the
books, right?
agent.
Oh, no.
No, Jax
No,
is book
it's
three.
Scotty and.
It's
Oh.
Scotty, but Scotty's not his actual name. And I
Gabriel.
honestly, I always
Yeah.
think Scotty doesn't know, like every time I hear the name Scotty anymore. Well, plus I keep seeing these stupid TikToks about how like kids these days don't know that Scotty doesn't know, and it just keeps popping into my head.
Oh my
I love
gosh.
Managed. Managed is my favorite book in this entire
I was
series.
wondering if that was,
Oh
yeah,
yeah,
I
that's
could
book
see that.
two.
Yeah,
that's my
that's
favorite
my
book.
least that's my least
I'm
favorite.
really excited about it because like just their interaction on the
He's
plane,
such an
like in the
asshole.
excerpt, is like I think I'm gonna love her so
Yes. Oh,
much.
yeah.
He's such a dick.
And it's really a good book. When I say it's my least favorite, I mean that like in minute like
Right. Right.
instances,
They're
you know,
all
like
four
it's
or five
still a
star reads, but
five.
it's
It's
not.
just not a high five. It's a mid
Yeah,
five
it's
because the
like,
other ones
yeah.
were higher.
Yeah.
But in the third book, you do get that drugs, rock and roll.
But
Yeah.
not a lot. Not a
Well,
lot. I
but at
mean,
the
it's.
same time though, like since it's a series and this one, like it wasn't the focus, it probably isn't gonna bug me in that one. It's one like book after book after book is the same freaking person.
Yeah, and
That's when it bugs
I've
me.
not read a
The
Rockstar series like
Me
that.
either, but I do
I
think
have.
so. One of the
I
things that
have,
is
which is why
often
I don't read them.
yeah.
one of the things that's often not well done is the other woman drama in
Yeah.
Rockstar romances. And I think because we've talked about that, how he's a man whore and she's like the good girl
A celibate,
virgin.
like.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've talked about that. And I don't think Kristen Callahan plays into those. I don't think
No.
we get tons of other woman drama.
Well, there wasn't really anything in this one. Like, there was like
No.
some groupie stuff, but like
He doesn't pay
all
any
of it was
attention to them.
expected.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things where it's like the level that like you see in this book, it was fine with me.
I will say this book, I do feel like the plot was really. So, as a second read, this is a low stakes book, right? There's not a ton of emotion. There's not a ton of big dynamic stakes in this book. To do the reread, though, it was a little underwhelming because I remember thinking this had really big stakes in this book. And then as I read it, this is kind of a book of vibes.
Well, but I think because like when you like when the book opens, like he like the band has been on this break because of what happened with Jax, and so like you expect there to be a lot of like underlying like turmoil and growth and change and things like that, and like there was, but there wasn't at the same time, and I think that's where it comes. Like it opens on like a bang with like a lot of like build up, and you're a little let down with the way it plays out, but I think that. Since it is a book one, like I think Jax's book, like is where you're gonna get those big emotions and
Well,
stakes and things like that
and
because
Libby
yeah,
was so dynamic in
story.
this book. When I say the plot was underwhelming, I don't mean that the characters weren't dynamic. I
Right.
just meant there wasn't the.
It was a little
Well,
easy.
I think the second time through, you know how it's going to play out. Like,
Right.
there's a lot of different ways it could have went when they like separate, which I thought their separation was very understandable.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah.
I
It
wouldn't
did
call it
make sense.
miscommunication, just either. Both of them
Well, there's a
decided
lack
not
of
to,
communication
they
there,
both
but like,
decided not to communicate. So
yeah.
like,
But it also was the I want to do what I think is best for her and what's best for him type of thing. Like they're both
yeah.
thinking of the other person. So it like the lack of communication in that, it's understandable
It's
and
a
it's
little
actually really
cliche.
mature. It's a mature lack of communication that
It's
you
a
don't
little,
always
but it
get.
is a little cliche, but I didn't mind it because I like
Right.
that, right? I
Yeah,
But it
I
made
mean,
sense.
it did.
yeah, and I think maybe like, you know, what Jenny said too, like because you know how it's going to play out, maybe it's a little underwhelming because I didn't find it underwhelming. Like I thought it was like a really mature situation. And then also too, I think it gave them room for what happens at the end, you know, when they play songs for each other like live and what they mean and like
Yeah.
just
That's
this
great.
it's it was just like I don't know. I
Yeah, his
really
song
thought that
choice,
it
like I had to
it
giggle.
worked really well. Like
Yeah,
I liked it a
right.
lot.
I do like the resolution. The okay, so this is something, and I has anybody read Kylie Scott's play in her
I read
Rockstar series?
Lick. I've read Blake, yeah. I don't
I haven't
haven't
is that
read.
the new one?
No, play is the drummer's book.
No, I
I don't
didn't
think I
read
made it
Play. I
that
read
far.
Lick. I think I read Lick and book then book two.
So play, there is actually the big sec the when they finally have sex. That scene felt very, very similar to the one in play. Like the scene.
Oh.
The limo.
Yeah. And I was like, huh. But I mean, the books came out about the same time, and how many ways can you do it? You can only do it so many ways. So,
yeah. Right. I mean, I guess a lot of people have sex in the limo. So,
yeah, I can think of like, I was talking about another book with someone today where it was a limo
having
scene.
Sex
and
in
well,
limo.
And I think, doesn't Jocelyn's hockey book, that first book, don't they have sex in the limo in the first?
Most books that we read, if they're in a limo, they're having sex.
They're doing something in the limo.
Like, yeah. So whether or not it's full on, like, there is some touching of private parts. Whether they're touching their own or touching each other's. Like, there's always action.
So now, anytime I get in a limo, I'm just going to think, we should wipe this down with Clorox wipes. Like, not that I'm getting in a limo.
How are you getting in limos?
Right? Like, I'm like, I
might get in a limo. You don't know.
If we win the lottery, there will be signs because Becky's traveling by limo.
I am a passenger princess.
She's going to be throwing lube out the top window.
Yeah, it'll be like the scene from Pretty Woman, but instead of like him calling for her, I'll be pelting people with lube.
Yep.
My own
lube. Like,
you'll be there's Oprah a goal with lube. You get a lube and you get a lube.
I think that if I ever win the lottery, I should get my own lube label. Like, start my own business and get my own lube label.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a bad idea, to be honest.
I mean, yeah, something people always gonna need. So
right?
It's true. We'll have to create our own lube compound.
Sorry. This is my fault.
Wow.
Sorry.
It's just, you know,
all that from the limo.
I missed it on vacation, so I had to, you know.
You missed us, didn't you?
Yeah, sure did.
We missed you too.
So
you just didn't have any lube conversations while you were gone.
I do feel that our lineup of Rockstar books this month, we go from like low angst to, oh my gosh, what the heck are we doing angst?
And then back to one that's fairly low angst at the end.
Okay.
So yeah.
I started just paging through the Britt Benson book and I'm like, whoa, we are.
Oh, we know.
But it's Britt Benson. You should have known that was going to happen.
Yeah.
You guys.
Girl does not know how to not write angst.
But right? I think angst and Rockstar kind of goes hand in hand.
Oh, yes.
I agree. And I feel like you get some of that in this one, too. I mean, there's a little bit. It's not a lot. And I think that's like, this is a very good like entry point into Rockstar. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're not sure and you don't want to go that full on, like kind of cliche with a rock star lifestyle. Like, yeah. I think this is a really good like entry point.
Yeah, but we're going to mess it up next week just so we're all clear.
Well, no, aren't we doing Rockstar next week?
Yeah.
Is that one super angsty? Okay. I haven't read that yet, so I was waiting.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
That's going to be my first Lauren Rowe book.
Is it really?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
This is when we find out why C-Bomb is the dirty dog that C-Bomb is.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
I honestly
like
was
gonna
read C-Bomb's book, but then I was like, I think I need to start at the beginning.
Yeah.
This is
so
where
the full force of like how much of a dick he really
he
is.
He enters his villain era in this book.
I do like a good villain, so.
Yeah.
Okay. So, is there anything else in this book that you guys want to talk about before we move on? Was there any other scenes that?
I just really like the cast of characters that she created. Like, they're supportive, but not supportive at the same time. So for a little bit, like, I didn't know if I was going to like them.
Yeah.
But they're That's supportive true. In their own way and, like, protective. And so, like, the issues I had with them made sense. And I was like, well, yeah, that I can understand where you're coming from. But why at the same time? But I just really enjoyed like the cast as a whole in this book.
Well, and I think that this band is very, the cast of characters in this book are very dynamic. And the lack of stakes in the plot, I think, make up with this very dynamic cast.
I agree.
Anything for you, Amanda? Anything you want to hit on before we go to the next thing?
There were two things, like the scene where she cuts his hair, like that's like one of my favorite like microtropes in a book, and that scene
she
was
doesn't
just
know
like,
it. Like
And she doesn't realize she's sticking her chest in his face. And I was just like,
Whoa.
okay. And she,
But she doesn't
yeah.
realize like his hair is usually
Oh.
like chin length. Like
Yeah. And
she
she's like buzz
cuts
cutting him
his
basically.
hair. Yeah. Have you read
Yeah.
the Jay Salmon book? It's technically the second book in the Her Rockstar series.
No,
Oh,
I
there's
haven't.
a
It's
hair
on my
cutting.
list.
There's a
Like,
hair cutting scene in that one too.
yeah, I'm very like into those, and that this one was good. I liked it a
Yeah.
lot. I was like, oh yeah, this is like I'm in this one fully. But and then I'd
I
say the
mean,
only other thing is like I really like the playlist. Like I think Kristen Callahan is probably of my similar generation. I was very big like the Nirvana, the
I did like the
Audioslave,
playlist.
like all of that. I was like, and throughout this whole series, it's been phenomenal.
Do you pay attention to the playlist then?
Yes, I do.
Do you, Jenny, pay attention to the playlist in a book?
Yeah, usually I
I
look at the
don't.
playlist first if it's available.
I looked at this one just because it's music based, but like the song she had woven like through the
Yeah.
story
Yeah.
too, like that they played, especially like not off the wall ones, but like the Django Reinhardt ones
Yeah.
and things like that. Like we listen to that stuff because Michael's really into it. And so it's like there's a lot of music in this book that I really enjoy. And so I went back and looked at like the playlist itself.
Okay. I do not ever
And
pay
Becky's
attention
not
to
looking at
playlists.
playlists.
I usually don't. I usually could give two shits about a playlist, but like since this one, like Michael plays guitar and like has been in bands before, so like there's a little more connection with it,
Yeah.
and like these are like this is music that we listen to.
You don't have to justify. I get it. I just,
Just saying. Usually I don't look.
I don't pay attention because, well, actually today, no, I don't think it was today. It was earlier this week. I was on Instagram like before I went to bed, and an author was like doing a playlist reveal for their upcoming release. And I was like,
That's weird.
that's
Oh
weird.
no, I get super into that. I
Yeah,
love it.
I think that sets the mood. Like,
Yep.
yeah.
Okay. I think it
Your
makes sense
first
for a
page just
Rockstar
set
book.
my mood. I don't care about your freaking
But the
playlist.
funny
My
thing is like this
gosh.
is the only one where she does like where she lists out the songs. Like the other books like don't have it. But I highlighted them while I was reading. So like I, just
So
I
you
don't know. I'm
shame me
very
into
into it.
yourself.
Yeah, I'm
Okay.
very into it, so.
Okay. Jenny, is there anything in this book you would also like to talk about before we move on to the next thing?
I mean, we hit on it like him, like he just sticks his foot in his like mouth all the time. Like oh
He's a
like
dummy
Prince
sometimes.
song going back and like the band's like, really, dude? Like
Yeah, he's dumb sometimes.
Yeah.
But I think that's what kind of gives him a bit of realism, some
Yes.
genuineness to him that he's not so perfectly scripted. And
Yes, I agree.
I like that in a hero. I think that levels up a hero when they
A
aren't.
human.
Yeah, well, there's a little bit of humanity to them, and because no one's perfect with words 24/7, you know?
Yeah, it just cracked me up because then he's like, hey, answer the phone. Like,
Yeah.
But I'm also the girl that comes up with the comeback, like 3 hours later and wants to like run up to the back to the
Right.
person and be like, blah, 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 because
Yeah.
I didn't think of it when it first came and happened. So
I see you text it to me.
I texted to Leah, like, this is what I should have said.
That is the worst thing though, like when you have like a really great comeback, like after the fact, but
Yeah.
you can't use it because the moment is over.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse.
Nothing
I
worse.
keep a note in my phone of comeback.
You have a note in your phone of comebacks.
Comeback notes.
Oh my. Oh, tell us your neurospicy without telling
Yeah.
us your
Right.
neurospicy.
She's like, I just want to have that fight again so I can use
Yep.
it next time.
Exactly.
Watch out, Jeremy. She's gonna be on fire the next time you.
Oh, I can never win against him. I use it against other people.
There you go. Okay, so let's go ahead and do our thumbs up, thumbs down. Leah, thumbs up, thumbs down on
This is a
Idol.
thumbs up for me. I really enjoyed it. I will be reading more of this book and more Kristen Callahan. So I did.
Okay.
I liked it a lot.
Jenny, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Thumbs up.
Okay. And Amanda, thumbs up, thumbs down.
This was definitely a thumbs up. This is the first series this year that I've binged back to back. So it feels really good. And like, I'm almost done with, I'm like 30% into book four. So big thumbs up for me.
Big thumbs up for you. Thumbs up for me. I do really like this book. And I like this series. I'm a big Kristen Callahan fan and I'm excited that her football is getting a new release in Trad Pub. And I'm hoping she'll rewrite some, she'll go back and write some contemporary. I know she there for a while was writing some fantasy. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. And so I stalked her a little bit on, you know, social after this, because there was no book for Whip. And I'm like, is he getting a book? And it looked like she was thinking about it last year. And then kind of, it just kind of stopped and she was redoing the football stuff. And I'm really hoping she goes back to it because I want his book.
Okay.
Yeah, I think she's adding a fifth book to the football stuff.
She is. So
maybe. Oh, okay, is that first? Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe. That's
first. Hopefully.
And I'm not, again, I wasn't sure who published this series, but I think it's Berkeley that picked up her football series.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. So if people liked Idle, what other books should they read? Anybody have any titles?
I do. So Midnight Blue by LJ Shen. He is the rock star. She is, I don't remember what she does, but it's very well done. The Stage Dive series by Kylie Scott. If you like single first person point of view, which I typically don't like, but in her books, it doesn't bug me. And then Ketley Allison has a Players to Lovers series. I think one or two of the books, but Play is the drummer in the band and she re-released them as SK Allison because she recovered and retitled them. But he has like a secret and I can't tell you because it really spoils like a lot of the plot of the book, but there's like a personal thing that's happening that is like, it's really interesting with the way the story plays out. And it's, I really enjoyed the book. And then the Falling Stars series by A.L. Jackson. Yeah,
those are good ones. What do you have, Amanda?
I think if you like this book, then you will like the book that we're doing last this month, Dirty Like Me by Janie Diamond. I think they're very similar in the feel that it's like an easy intro into a rock star world, and hers progressively get a lot more angsty as that series goes along. But the Dirty Like Me, and I won't talk about it too much because we're going to do the sip and discuss on it, but they're very similar. And then I think probably like Swoon by Lauren Rowe.
Mm-hmm.
Only yeah. Just because it's, you know, it's not that angsty. And I feel like you're getting like kind of that low stakes into a rock star situation.
I agree. So. What do you got, Jenny?
I read a lot of rock stars and most of mine are like super angsty. So, yeah, I would second Amanda's like suggestions. That was Dirty Like Me would be
very similar.
Very good. Yeah.
So I did a couple listicles and we had a rock star. We built our dream band of rock star heroes and heroines on a podcast episode, two or three years ago. So we probably are due for an update.
It's been a while.
So some rock stars I do think are very similar, especially with that small town rock star meets norm vibe. Take Me Home by Carrie Elks. That's book one in the Hearts and Heartbreak Brothers books.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
We're going to read book two in a couple weeks, but Between Never and Forever, Hometown Heartless.
See, that's like got the angst. Like, yeah.
It has the angst, but it's small town versus rock star, but she's the rock star. Lies and Lullabies by Serena Bowen. That's a multi-author series with Rebecca Yarros and Devney Perry. And all three of those books, I think, would fit.
Yeah, they would.
Let's see here. The Mixtape by Brittany Cherry, I think, works a little bit, but it is a little angstier.
That's like heartbreaking.
That is angsty. Like, and it's messy. It is so messy.
Fractured Hearts by L.M. Danglish. If you guys haven't read her don't sleep and you like rock stars, do not sleep on her books. They're so good. Let's see here. So I had Smitten by Lauren Rowe. I think Smitten works too. And then Strung Along by Hannah Cohen. We read book two in that Cherry Peak series for book club last month. But book one, he's a rock star that comes back to the small town and she's, you know, new to town and a beautician. And then Irresistibly Perfect by Jay Salmon has the haircutting scene in it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to read that.
And then Duet, which is the Road Kings series by Julie Criss, K-R-I-S-S. If you like this series and how it progressively gets a little angstier, a little messier, read the Road King series by Julie Criss. And part of the great thing with the Julie Criss series is they're actually older, but they were never super famous rock stars.
Yeah, you were telling, I've had that on my list for, I think, probably since you guys did that episode where you were building your own. It's just, I have to get in, I have to be in a rock star mood.
No, I think that's fair.
And that, I think I'm there.
Julia Wolf has a couple too.
Yeah, but they're angsty. Yeah. I'm waiting for those for next week.
Well, we should have held off on some of the other ones.
Well, you know.
But I was just like, kidding. I read a lot of like angsty rock stars.
Like, I didn't say Cassandra. We can just
do angsty books too.
You didn't say who?
Cassandra, what's her last
Robbins.
Name? Robbins. Her books are like, they are the ones where like drug use, like everybody's having sex and orgies. And
I think I might have read those ones.
If you read those, then no, you don't like Rockstar. They're trauma.
You need to look at my list.
It's like trauma dumping.
Or look at our Rockstar episode. Sex. Yeah, that was the, that's, those are the Cassandra Robbins because they tie into her motorcycle club books, which I know you've read.
Which I like a motorcycle club though.
You can be a whore in a motorcycle club, but you can't be a whore in a rock star.
Yeah, and I'm like,
nobody said
look at you with your double whore standards.
I was in like, I've been in like a one percenter MC like in Mafia binge lately. Like they're whores too. Like My thought process does not make sense, but it is mine, so I am keeping it.
You do you, boo.
Also, my tastes have changed like in the last like 3 or 4 years, so I probably would not really flinch at anything at this point. I mean, I read the Tradwife cheating book. Like, again, the rock stars probably won't bug me anymore.
Right. Probably not. I mean, you read Tradwife cheating books. Like
there's sex with other people on the page while they are in relationships.
And the rest of us are going, what?
Yeah, I've read the cheating. Yeah, it doesn't bug me. I don't know what is wrong with me anymore.
Jenny's going to diagnose you.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if I'm neurospicy, so I'm just not diagnosed.
I mean, you're here. So.
I think it's part of the entry fee, diagnosed or undiagnosed. I think that's how you get in.
Right? Yeah.
You must be like six steps from normal. It's the rule.
Well, I'm definitely that. So,
do you have a hyperfixation? Because I think that's the other.
We are not going to talk about that.
Okay, so that's a wrap on this episode. We hope you enjoyed our deep dive into Idol by Kristen Callahan. We'll be back Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the YouTube. We are going to dissect The Rogue, The Rake, The Playboy. We're going.
I'm excited, but I am afraid that my shelves are not going to support this episode at all.
There will be lots of Googling for this episode, I think.
Yeah.
The flirt, the man whore.
I went through my Goodreads and my Playboy shelf has 4 books on it.
Yeah, that's mine is not.
Because Past Leah is stupid. And Present Leah still is not great about it.
Anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just put red. I don't even like star them anymore.
Jenny.
Oh, my Goodreads is a hot mess.
I think I'm currently reading 8 books, if that says anything.
Well, at one time mine was up to 216 and I'm like, I'm not currently reading 216
books.
Mine's next, pretty high too. So.
We'll be back next week. Stacy dubbed this Angsty April, Rockstar and Angsty April. So we'll be back next week as we are diving into Rockstar by Lauren Rowe. I think this is book three in the Morgan Brothers series.
Yeah, I think so.
Because I think Ball Peen comes as book four. But I'm super excited for you guys to read this and for us to talk about it. So yeah, anything else before we go?
Nope. I think we have covered it all and then some.
We've covered it all and a little bit extra. Stacy says it's book five on Amazon. So Ball Peen must come before it.
I have a lot of reading to do this week.
Are you going to read all the whole series?
Yeah.
From hero to captain?
Yeah, I waited just for this.
Okay. But you've read Reed Rivers.
I've read Reed Rivers and I've read Swoon and Smitten. I just never read the Morgan Brothers. So.
Okay. Okay.
She's binging.
She's in for a week. Order again. Have you read this series, Jenny?
I've read a couple. I think I'm really bad at like starting a series when it comes out and then never going back. But,
so the first book in this series is actually a trilogy of the sisters' book. You do not need to read it. It is not for you and Amanda. It is not.
Yeah, I'm not going to read that.
It deals with like BDSM, the sex club, and he's a man. He is a rogue. He is a rake. He is a playboy. But
he's a dirty hoe.
He's a dirty hoe, but he has a redemption arc, so it's okay. But it's Captain or Hero starts it with truly into the Morgans, and I love that book. So, but it's a fireman and a physical therapist in book one. So Jenny might have thoughts on that. Anyway,
I'm just skipping right to Rockstar. And
well, and I really like Ball Peen Hammer, and we probably need to do something on that one because he's a sex worker. He's a porn star.
Yeah, you talked about that one, I think, when you guys did the other episode.
Yeah.
I forget what we called it, but yeah.
Yeah, it's a good one. Anyway, until next time, everybody.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.